At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Viral nude photos of Congressman Joe Barton may have caused trouble for the Ennis Republican, but a Democrat vying for his 6th congressional district seat says they've benefited her campaign. Jenna Lynn Sanchez yesterday said she's raised $100,000 for the race, more than any Democrat who's run against Barton since he took office more than 3 decades ago. Ruby Woolridge got 39% of the vote in 2016. That's the most votes any Democrat has ever taken against Barton. Woolridge told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram her strong following among the district's African-American community and the Democratic grassroots will make her the front-runner this time. Woolridge has raised $7,700 for the race. She had about $1,700 on hand by the end of September. Barton has raised more than $400,000 since January, with most of that money available if he seeks another term. Well, as the field for next year's party primaries in Texas takes shape, political strategists have been trying to decipher what Democratic victories in other states could mean for Texas. Rice University political scientist Mark Jones says Democrats are having a difficult time recruiting competitive candidates to run for governor and attorney general, but that's not the case for local races like the state house.
In those districts, what we're seeing is high-quality Democratic candidates coming out of the woodwork to run in races that they think are winnable.
However, Jones says the chances of winning are still small.
Because of the way the districts have been drawn, there are a good 80 to 85 Republican-held Texas House seats that simply aren't competitive under any scenario, other than, you know, the candidate perhaps committing a felony right before the election.
Jones and other strategists say there is a wild card, though, that could affect races considered safe for Republicans, the current president. Now to KERA's American Graduate Initiative. The Trump administration's efforts to ban travelers from certain countries has some in higher education circles wondering if this is affecting international student enrollment at our universities. Stella Chavez has been checking in with Texas education officials, and she talked about this with Eric Austin.
Stella Chavez, thanks for stopping by.
Hey, Eric. It's good to be here.
Let's start with a national view. I know you've been looking into a report recently released, and it explores the numbers of international students across the country.
Right. It's called Open Doors, and it's by the Institute of International Education, and it actually has some mixed results. Now, overall, the number of international students is up about 3.4%, or about 35,000 more students, and these are students who are here on non-immigrant visas.
And we should point out that this data does not reflect enrollments from the current academic year. The report studied the 2016-17 school year and compared that to the prior school year. So Stella, let's talk about how many international students are here in the United States.
So there were more than 1 million students during the 2016-2017 school year, and that's the second year in a row that there has been more than 1 million international students in the U.S. But the number of new international students is actually down by nearly 10,000 students from the previous year. Open Doors says this is the first time that that number has dropped in the 12 years they've been tracking this. And they say that that's due to a combination of things, both global and local economic conditions and more opportunities in the countries where the students are coming from.
So you talked with universities in North Texas about their foreign student enrollment. What's happening in Dallas-Fort Worth?
Well, some schools have noticed a decline in their enrollments, but there's no clear answer as to why those numbers have dropped. Now, at UT Arlington, the total number of students at the school has gone up, but the number of foreign students has gone down by about 435 students. Here's Troy Johnson. He's the vice president for enrollment management at UT Arlington.
We did notice, and we're told by colleagues abroad and even faculty here, that there is quite a bit of talk about what is happening in the United States and what will happen in terms of the future opportunities for students that study there or students that even finish degrees. Will jobs and all be available?
Johnson says the international enrollment had been going up. For example, the number of students who are going into engineering at the master's level. And he also points out that the school has had the highest enrollment of undergraduate international students. But when you look at the number of graduate international students, well, that's about 14% lower this year than the previous year.
Stella, let's head north to Denton in the University of North Texas. I know you talk with school officials there as well.
UNT has actually seen a 9% drop in their foreign student enrollment. And they also didn't want to speculate, but I spoke with Lauren Jacobson. She's the interim director of International Student and Scholar Services. And she says that students can go anywhere today. The market's changed a lot. It's become more competitive. And here's what she told me.
We've seen an increase in global competition for international students. Students have more options now than they have in the past in terms of going to education in Canada or in the UK or Australia. They've all increased their recruitment efforts.
And you also looked at a couple of other schools, not in North Texas, but elsewhere in the state.
I looked at UT Austin and also Texas A&M's enrollment numbers. And what was interesting is that their foreign student enrollment numbers are actually up. Dig a little deeper into those numbers, you'll see that there are fewer students coming from certain countries like Saudi Arabia. Now, the Open Doors report points out one factor for Saudi Arabia, and that's that their country has pulled back on scholarships that they're giving out to students.
So how are colleges and universities responding to the political climate these days with all this heated rhetoric going around?
Well, at UTA, they've been having town hall meetings, and the students have an opportunity to talk about what's on their mind, to ask questions. Now, at UNT, the university president issued a letter in January. He says that they're deeply concerned about the well-being of their students and staff. And UNT has about 2,500 international students that come from more than 130 countries. So in this letter, you know, he wants them to know that the university welcomes them.
Stella Chavez, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
The president of UNT, Neil Smotrusk, is also a member of the KERA Board of Directors. In the forecast, a high near 77 under sunny skies. It's 54 degrees in Dallas, 57 in Fort Worth.